Yeah.
So a lot
you
of people
blowed.
are sweating to me about 5G. It's going to be a Armageddon, and many people will be killed.
Oh, good. Stop all that talk. We got this. Yes, it is. It's going to be Armageddon. It's going to be blood running down the storm drains. It's going to be the worst and the best and the last of everything that ever was. This is that point of order that's going to change the way that people have a potential modality. Everything is running off of a Wi-Fi ward position of a modem that then moves in a Wi-Fi status. What this 5G is going to do is be able to put 250 bumps, that's mega bumps, MGGBs, so you'll have a ping, Carolyn knows what all that is, and you can look it up later, of less than one. That means it goes all the way to bumfuck Egypt and comes all the way back to you in less than a second.
Wow.
Five is amazing. This is going to be, and you can do illuminous, that means you can see it. It's so much volume, you can see it. Tons of stuff. Like big files where you have to sort it, and it takes a moment to collect it, to send it. No more. It's instant. It makes it all live. Because all you have these other things. It's all the hookups to make this all go. And we are delighted. Oh, it's a Y2K, Bob. Better get some food, put it in the basement. It's Y2K. It's Y2K. Ain't no bullshit. It's nothing other than the moving faster that y'all created, a tech body that's fixing to come right up in there. It's going to be able to do surgery on people without them ever going to the hospital. It's going to allow Big Pharma to come on board and come online, and you can start half-lifing these drugs right here. You can lay a drug in a container, see what it's going to do, see what's going to kill you. The lawyers are already drawing up the lawsuits of the drugs that haven't been made yet for what's going to kill them in the nigh future, and they're going to be able to draw off of them checks and pay off the national debt on the debts of the drugs that are going to kill you that they haven't made yet. It's going to save billions and billions of dollars in the clinical trials because we won't have to do them no more, because they'll go ahead and start collecting the money off of the back end, and nobody will have to die because they ain't made the drug yet. It's going to be beautiful. There's your sound bite. She ain't never had one. There's your sound bite. So what's happened is that people operate and congenially move in a state or status of fear. Fear-based living is what they've come up to. They won't do something because they need to or like to or want to. They buy Remag because they're scared of what'll happen to them if they don't. There's the rub. They stay on their blood. Oh, stay on your blood pressure medicine. Oh, yes, it may be a stroke. If you have a stroke, how are you ever going to make it? They have to put you to old folks home, and you can't pay for it. You can't pay them people to look after. You ain't going to die, but they can't pay for all that. This fear-based mongering is what moves people to do something. Not because it's the right thing to do or a good idea. For fear, if they don't, a ramification will most certainly subdue them. So that softens all that. Okay, 5G is going to move this up to a next level, next tier. You're running around with refrigerators that know what you have, that knows when your eggs is out of date now. The toaster knows from the chip of how much the bread, how old the bread is that it's toasting now. So, and there's already ahead of where these people that are crying, the Virginia Woolf on this 5G stuff, they don't even know what they got already going on in their world, okay? So now 5G just brings that all home. It's a marvelous thing, and it's going to finally link every aspect of everything together. So that when the EMP comes, no one will be able to have an automobile that operates because there won't be any solenoid started vehicles any longer. And so it's going to finally debilitate everything.
Does the EMP come because people are fearful and they get a big, big fearful, like they crashed the economy in 2007 out of fear? And anger, will the fear and anger and frustration cause the EMP?
No, not quite like that. It's close. it's close, but it's not quite like that. It basically has to bring it back to where you're going to be at. Okay, let's say it this way. Okay, make a little pause. Sing a song of sixpence, the catcher in the rye. Okay, now this is the part you can't, this is the part you can't say. What's actually going to, he goes, when he does it, goes down to Peru and that, maybe, and he also does it here, but these spirit entities come and talk to him, and he takes these entities very serious. And they told him in his last session a month or so ago that this 5G is going to wreck nature, wreck the stars and the galaxies and all this stuff. And so he believes it. And then I told him, well, I'll check with Ion on that. So he asked me yesterday what did Ion said, so it's on his mind, but I had forgotten to do it. So now I'm doing it. What? How do we tell him and disillusion him about the deluded ayahuasca thing he's doing? Or what is this ayahuasca experience he's having? And these entities talking to him.
There's no, the entities talking to him is just where you break yourself down so that they can get through the inside-outside parts. So we don't war it. We don't war against it. It's not a Walter Borat problem.
that little glyph
kicking the head. You noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
Notice that? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So
it goes back to 66.
Yeah.
But it, you're saying it's parts of himself talking to himself. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. You thin it. You get beyond the facade, the brick veneer, to see what the guts are, and that allows you to see beyond the outside shell. And so that's fine, and it is this scary thing, rah, rah, rah. It's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says that it's going to be over for everybody in 12 years. That's scary, Bob, but it's pretty much true for the little man.
Yeah. What is she wrong about?
Nothing. She's right on the money.
Well, she's not even going to get reelected, so she's been too right too many times.
Who cares? It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
What she's right about, she doesn't know she's included.
Right. That's right. That's right. But then the woman doesn't
know
what a garbage disposal is.
Right. And she doesn't know that
so
the new... Carol, this is important. She doesn't know that the new Green Deal is not the solution to the coming death. That's what she doesn't know.
No. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to do that. It doesn't make a difference. And if it is over in 12 years, they won't care. It just tells the insurance actuaries how to save money on the life policies. See? So it's no problem.
Who
so
will say that? The one still surviving will say that?
What is Bob going to
say? That's a good point. Who is they that will say, oh, boy, all these people died? Are they the ascended ones?
Yeah, the actuaries that run the insurance companies that have to pay off all these debts, they won't, so many people will die, they won't have to pay, and that's the actuaries will be all giggly about it.
Well, why won't they die?
Oh, come on.
Some of them will.
Okay. Yeah.
They won't ever die one day.
It's a generalization. Haven't you got that yet? You don't know what generalization
is. No, we're talking generalization.
Look,
I am nothing but generalization.
What entities are telling him that the 5G is going to wreck nature?
Oh, well, so the 5G, no entities are saying that the 5G is going to wreck nature. That's what he's calling it. He's saying he has to get back to the base level from the ayahuasca experience. You see that everything is in the hummingbirds and the butterfly bees.
Yeah, he's a real nature fanatic, Carolyn. He's a real nature fanatic.
He's applying it. He's just applying that way, you see.
Yeah.
He's making the connection that. Now, Joe Don Sloan did a little of that, too. Same kind of way, but not quite so bad. But he made references that way. So that this affects the terra firma condition or repose.
Right.
So he's not off. He's just, the point is what you need to tell him is that there's going to be a new heaven that Ion said. There's going to be a new heaven, all right? And old things are going to pass away. And you can call it the 5G or the end of the 5G. It won't be the 5G network. It'll be the end of the 5G network that's going to cause heaven to come down on this earth. And so it isn't on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what
right,
Ayahuasca was trying to tell him.
it's going to be a great, he thinks it's going to be a horrible count, but it's going to, no, we're going to talk about a great
event. If you without Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is, girl. Yeah. But you got it defined.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
You can be at 3 o'clock in the morning, it'll hit you, Carolyn.
clear as mud, Carolyn. Clear as mud.
Right.
No one ever tells Carol that.
So I don't think you answered how we ascend.
We're ascending because the environment's ascending. We're taking the product. We know things, and we just accept that we're ascending.
That's how we ascend. I am.
That'll do till you can do more specifics. It's happening. When we tell different folks to do certain things, like certain people, we really press the OA movements because that brings them up to a higher caliber and level. We don't tell everybody to, notice. You know, we tell some people just to go lay down and be quiet somewhere because it'll be over for them soon. So they lie long, take a nap, you know, you're good. But anyhow, the other side of that same tonal coin is nothing other than the embracing of the capacity. Embracing of the capacity.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That's what ascension is embracing the capacity.
Okay, ascension isn't... Get that, Bob? That's neat.
Yeah.
Embracing yes, I love that. Yeah. Bob, I don't really have any more listed questions. I guess we've been almost 2 hours. I still, with the 5G, oh, yeah, that's what we wanted to ask. Is it, because there's just the one ping, does that mean there's less reverberation in people's brains?
Well, it's going to go faster than people's brains, Carolyn. That's the thing. That's why it's going to seem so fast, is it's going to go faster than their brains. And so that's the whole full takeover. That's the full circle. That's what Adolf Hitler was trying to breed, was ascension. Adolf Hitler was trying to breed ascension, to make a super race.
True. Wow.
So, there it is.
So, this 5G will make us a super race?
Some of us. Yes.
If we embrace it. So, you're saying the people who embrace it, they're just going to kill themselves because they're worried about it so much.
That's right. And then they'll be in their boat with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And Crazy Maisie, we wondered if she is ever coming back. Oh, she's about having a bust out now. She's back kicking it old school. She's about to have a bust out.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just finishing the notes here. The people who die from it, they're dying from their own fear, or is there something that's harming them?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Okay.
Is it arsenic or fear of arsenic? Which is it? Either one will kill you.
Yeah. Right.
I ain't scared of arsenic, but then it'd make my teeth real
white.
Pretty and white. But it'll kill you.
Right.
It's like a hammer if you have too much. But here again, you build up a tolerance to it, it won't kill you at all.
Okay, so when you're saying that, the electromagnetic frequency is moving at such a high rate that it doesn't affect the brain?
It bypasses it. Once you're outside of the frequency, it's like sounds that a dog can hear that you can't hear. Frequencies, they're there, but if they don't pick it up, you know, it's like if a bear defecates in the woods and nobody smells it, does it stink?
Yeah. Okay. That it does. So is it like a square wave, or I forget the name of the wave, where the waves are so big they don't land in the brain? I'm trying
basically,
to just...
it goes. Yeah, you're right. It does. It goes to that very point.
Wow. But people don't realize that? I mean, that sounds pretty awesome to me.
Very awesome, but they don't even know how to read an aberrated theta wave now. They don't know how to read an aberrated theta wave now. They're still trying to use the diastolic and systolic pressures to tell your condition of your heart flow. Silliest thing in the world. You see? Same thing. They're worried about your hypertensive condition and how much corticosteroids you need to live one more day. So,
Yeah, they don't know how to read a what? I have to look at that. I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. The diastolic and systolic pressures to decide your heart flow, your blood pressure.
Yeah, no, I don't know the word before that. The fade away.
Oh, a theta. A theta wave, the beta theta waves in the brain. Theta, yes, in the brain. They don't know how to read an aberrated. They know what they are, but they don't know how to read an aberrated one. See, that's troublesome.
Okay.
Troublesome.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. Bob, do you have anything more on that? I think I finally got the 5G business. Unmute yourself. Do you need help unmuting yourself, Bob?
Okay, so I'm looking for a quote. But before we go into that, so I went to the last one. Our good buddy Scott, who does his homework and asks increasingly abstract, absurd questions, but he is paying attention and learning our words. He said that he was explaining what Carol and I and Ion are saying, and he said, we're moving from carbon to aluminum. Now, that's not the right way to say it, is it?
Right. No. Not
he's
aluminum.
Speaking
aluminum.
Of the Al2. Yeah, he's thinking of
Al2SO4.
Al2SO4
is not aluminum. It's just one little part of the big aspect. The Al2SO4 becomes the new landscape that is not oxygen based. It's got some oxygen in it, but it's going to be less and less oxygen. But it's not aluminum any more than we're going to the gold standard for living.
Right. So the carbon will increase. That's the main point. Not diminish.
It will.
We're not replacing carbon.
No, it's going to become more. And that's and how you know the proof of that is that look at diamonds today. Now diamonds are now down to nothing. Used to, they were the treasured thing, and now you can get one big as size of Bob's head for a dollar. Right.
And that changed because why? What diminished
carbon
diamonds?
Is being increased because carbon, now man is making diamonds, real carbon diamonds. The tech body has its own mind. It has now undone M.W. Ayers and all of De Beers. The cabal has been broken. Now they can make them in a lab. Now they can make them in a lab and just blast it right through.
Did De Beers see this coming and made appropriate moves, and they now invested in something else?
No, they didn't. But see, this is blood diamonds, apartheid, and South Africa bullshit. They don't. It was a nothing thing. It was,
they're not too smart. They were too living in the past.
It's all become the Rapoport, the list sheet. See, the 1 carat, D-flawless, perfect diamonds are never mounted. They're just a certificate of deposit. And they normally cost about $100,000. They still have value, but because that's how they're traded. But it's just because you can walk around with a suitcase full of those and it's a world of money if every little 1 carat stone is $100,000. See? You can build a lot of stashing, walk-in money that way. As Nim Linksevich used to always say,
you can do
JW, if you have good dimes, if you have good dimes, you can eat anywhere in the world. She called her diamonds dimes because most of them were the size of Nim Linksevich. She owned a wholesale Korean market in Atlanta.
is she's not the one, no, she's not the Jewish lady who predicted JW to be a prophet. It's not someone,
no.
That's someone else. Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So, but you're saying you can get these little diamonds, they're valuable, but it costs a lot of money to get them.
Yes. But
or
that's
could,
waning. That's waning.
Yeah.
That used to be the standard. But it, and they
yeah.
still have value, but not like they did. Not like they did.
Nice.
But now they can
yeah.
put them out of a, punch them out of a machine, you know, like rock candy.
Yeah,
when did that
change? You can't put a little label on a stone and say, well, this is from a blood mine and this is from the lab. So they just
right.
infiltrated the market with them, right, JW?
Yep, they did. They did. And they have really messed things up. People will
mm-hmm.
still, but used to, that was the big rage to get great big diamonds, and that was your wealth. Now they have no
mm-hmm.
value, so they're no wealth. So now they're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So now sometimes the gold that the ring is holding costs more than the diamond that's being held by the diamond by
wow.
the gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And when did this genetically made, or, you know, synthetically diamond
Chatham,
begin? 20?
Chatham's began in the late 90s. Late,
wow.
mid to late 90s. And that's Chatham.
That's a major company
Chatham,
in the business.
No. It's a type Chatham Emeralds. It's where it all began. So see, the hardness scale of an emerald is 9. It's almost as hard as a diamond. But they have, the way they're made, the corundum, the way it's laid, makes it very, very brittle, very fracturable, because the striations, the way the corundum is formed to make an emerald almost a barrel, makes it to a position where it's very fracturable. You can drop an emerald and it shatter or break kind of easily, even though it's so very hard. The way the lines go, you know, you're cutting with the bias. Sometimes you can whack the hook of it off. Okay, that was where they started, because they can emulate that in a lab and make perfect emeralds. Now, they're very valuable. The Chatham emeralds are very, very, very valuable now. Because they are emerald, they're real. You know, they are real corundum. But the diamonds, now they've perfected diamonds, and it's hurt the diamond market, because now somebody can get a 3-carat, round, brilliant cut, fabulous diamond solitaire for $5,000. And that used to cost $30,000.
Right, whereas the emeralds, they're synthetically made, but they do something that
No. They're not synthetic. They are natural emeralds. They're just grown in a lab. That's the difference.
Okay.
They really
yeah.
are emeralds. The same emerald in the mine is the same emerald in this chamber where they're grown.
So
they're
synthetic
same.
Diamonds are not the same as the diamond in the mine.
And synthetic diamonds are not the ones being made that are the actual diamonds. A synthetic diamond is like the cubic zirconia. They aren't real. They're fictitious. So the point then has become these lab-created diamonds are genuine diamonds, and they'll pass every test that a mined diamond will pass. That's what's wrong with it, is it will pass every
but
test.
They're not,
but
they're not the same.
They're not the swell. Well, if you can't tell the difference, how are you going to know?
Yeah, so that's what happened. They, too much
correct.
So-called new
out,
diamonds
they,
ruined
they
the old
outdid,
trade.
They outdid their own business. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, final